让我们在安静有机会在主面前一同祷告。
Now shall we quiet ourselves and pray?
天父，我们谢谢你，让我们今天在一同集结在你面前，思想你自己的慈爱。
Father, tonight we thank you again that we can come to you and meditate your love.
但愿你的灵再一次向我们启示。
May your spirit once again reveal to us.
使我们能够进到你的爱中。
So that we can enter into your love.
让我们在你的爱中有享受。
May we be enjoy ourselves in your love.
特别为那些还没有接受主的人，我们同心的祷告。
Especially for those who still have not received the Lord, we pray for them.
你这样的启示了我们，你也照样的向他们启示。
How you reveal yourself to us, you will also reveal yourself to them.
纪念你的仆人和翻译的，让我们同被一个圣灵感动。
Remember your servant and the interpreter, so they will be all be moved by the same spirit.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
在我接受这个到这里来传信息的时候
，When I received this invitation to come to preach here.
有一个要求，就是盼望这个信息能顾到信主的，同时也顾到不信主的。
One of the requirements that the message should be able to take care of both the believers and the non-believers.
虽然我们平常常有话说 "One stone key to birds"， 这个讲是容易，做是很难。
Even though it's easy to say that idioms, but it's very difficult to do it.
不要说是一石两鸟啊，就是一石一鸟都不容易。
Even though it's to hit one bird with one stone, it's difficult.
所以 为此传道的人在没有讲道以前心中有很多的挣扎。
Because of this, before the message that the preacher had a very struggle within him.
这是一个复活节的退休会。
Because this is a retreat of Easter time.
我们这里有好多的弟兄姊妹，今天晚上聚会完了以后马上就要回到自己的地方去。
Many of my brothers and sisters here tonight after the meeting will return to their home.
本来我也很有心要同你们分享再分享一次十字架的信息。
Originally, I was going to share with you once again the message of the cross.
到明天早晨我再讲这个复活的信息。
And then tomorrow morning, I will talk about the message of resurrection.
但是为着有一半弟兄姊妹要早离开，所以我就把复活的信息摆到今天再讲。
But because of some of the brothers and sisters are leaving, so we put the message of resurrection here tonight.
明天我再讲一个复活的信息。
Tomorrow I will speak on another message of resurrection.
所以你们留下的人是 double blessing. 今天的经文是在马太福音二十八章。
Tonight's passage is found in Matthew chapter 28.
我的经文是从第一节起一直到第十节。
From verse 1 to verse 10.
因为这个时间的关系，我请翻译的弟兄把英文给我们念出来，所以我们懂中文的人我们也跟上去，所以我就不念中文。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 1 to 10. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquakeFor the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said.Come, see the place where the Lord laid, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail!And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me.
我们信主的人都知道，耶稣基督的复活是我们基督徒信仰最要紧的一个基础。
The believers all know that the resurrection of our Lord is the most fundamental foundation of our faith.
今天我们向那些不信主的人传耶稣基督的福音，也是根据了这一个事实。
Today, our message to the unbelievers is also based on this fact.
至少我可以记出三个最要紧点。
At least I can bring out three most important points.
若是没有耶稣基督的复活，我们的信仰就没有这三个最要紧的根基。
Without Jesus' resurrection, then our faith would not have these three most important foundations.
第一件事，若是没有耶稣基督的复活，我们不知道他是神的儿子。
First, without Jesus' resurrection, we will not know that he is the Son of God.
因为若是是一个普通的人，没有一个人可以有权柄从死中间出来。
Because for an ordinary man, no one can come up from death.
耶稣说，我是念以自己舍弃的，我的命是自己念以舍弃的，我这样的舍弃，我要这样的拿回来。
Jesus said, I willingly to give away my life, and how I give it away, I'll take it back.
所以保罗他在那里非常的清楚，他说照着肉身来讲，耶稣基督是大卫的后代，但是按照圣山的人讲，就是从死里复活着的灵，我们知道他是上帝的儿子。
That's why Paul is very understand this very clearly. He said, according to the flesh, he is the son of David, but according to the spirit, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of the one who is making him resurrected again, he is the son of God.
这是非常要紧的一件事。
This is a very important fact.
他不单单是世界上的一个伟人。
Not only he is a great man on this world.
他不但思想也能影响了成千成万的人。
Not only his thought can influence thousands and thousands of people.
这些是历史上的记载。
This is historical record.
但最要紧，他是上帝的儿子。
But the most important fact is he is the son of God.
第二件事。
The second thing is,
因为耶稣基督的复活，所以他的死成了我们的救赎。
Because Jesus resurrection and his death, so his death become our redemption.
若是他没有从死里复活，那么他的死同平常人的死完全一样。
Without resurrection, then his death is just like any ordinary man.
我们怎么知道他的死能够成为我们的 redemption, 成为我们的救赎呢？就是因为他从死里复活。
So how will you know that his death can become our redemption? It's because he had been resurrected.
今天有多少的人在耶稣基督的救赎里面蒙了恩典，为他做见证，这一些的事实完全是因为耶稣基督的复活。
Today there are many people who can give witnesses for the Lord. It's because all this is based on this fact that Jesus resurrected.
第三件事。
The third.
若没有耶稣基督的复活，我们今天的人，我们基督徒没有像现在那样的人生的态度。
Without Jesus' resurrection, today the Christian would not have that kind of attitude toward life.
我们本来若是没有这个盼望的话，我们就是今天有酒就今天醉。
Without this hope, then today we'll just be merry and drink.
就是因为耶稣基督的复活不但带给我们新的生命，而且给我们人生有一个新的态度。
It's because Jesus' resurrection not only brings us a new life, but also a new attitude toward life.
为什么今天有多少人觉得虚空？
Why there are so many people today feel empty?
觉得这个世界的人生是 nothingness, 好像什么都没有。
Feel that this life and this world is nothingness.
为什么整个的世界，特别是被那一个灰色所笼罩？
Why the whole world is being covered by the grayness?
为什么思想界走到了存在主义的这条路上？
Why in the realm of intellectual field they will go into existentialism?
因为他们没有看见这个复活。
Because they have not seen this resurrection.
我们今天基督徒就是在这困难的环境中，态度仍然是积极的。
Today, for a Christian, even in the most difficult situation, we still can have a real good positive attitude.
我们在没有盼望的时候，基督徒的头仍然是抬起来。
In a hopelessness, the Christian's head still upheld upright.
我们在黑夜中间，我们基督徒仍然唱歌的。
In darkness, the Christian still sing.
因为有这个复活。
Because there is such resurrection.
不但是给我们有一个盼望 for the life beyond this world.是不单是这个世界以后的有这个生命，而且就是现在我们在这个地方活在这个世界上，我们有一个不同的态度。
Not only that we have a hope after this life, but also on this earth we have a different type of new attitude.
但我们的问题在这里。
But our problem is here.
我们基督徒怎么样能够这样的 assure, 这样的确实相信这个耶稣基督这个事实？
How can the Christian really be assured that Jesus' resurrection is a fact?
我盼望这个信息帮助我们不信主的人，也照样帮助我们信主的人。
So I hope this message will help those who are not believers and also those who are believers.
我说何等的迫切，我盼望主的灵这样感动我，也照样感动你。
I'm really earnest. I hope that how the Spirit of the Lord has It moved me, would also move you also.
让你这位还没有接受信主的人听见了这个事实，你知道耶稣基督的福音不单单是一个理论。
Therefore, for those who are not believers, after you heard this message, you'll know that the Jesus gospel is not just a theory.
不是说我有他也可，无他也可。
It's not that you can have it or not having it.
这个实在是关于你的关系太大。
Because it's a great relationship to you.
不单 但是对于你的过去，对于你的现在，对于你的将来，你整个的人生完全是被这个真理所包括的。
Not only your past, your present, and your future, your whole life is being included by this truth.
也巴不得我们基督徒因着这个信息，让我们对耶稣基督的复活有更深的认识。
I hope all the believers will also have a better, deeper understanding of the Jesus resurrection.
我常常这样想，当我读到这一段圣经的时候。
I always say when I read to this passage.
既然复活是那么样的重要。
Since resurrection is so important.
但是圣经里面记载耶稣复活比他的钉十字架来得少。
But there's fewer records about Jesus' resurrection than his crucifixion.
只有十节圣经。
There are only 10 verses.
若是照人来讲的话，那恐怕要写着几章，或者写着几本书啊。
According to human being, we probably write many, many chapters or maybe a few books.
这是我感觉到圣经一个很特质的地方。
I feel this is one of the uniqueness of the Bible.
实在呢，事实不必多讲。
Actually, when it's a fact, you don't have to say too much.
假定说这是一个女的，我爱她，我不必多讲，多讲是多余的。
For example, if this is a girl and I loved her, then I don't have to say it. It's superfluous to say it.
有多少的男孩子就是因为嘴巴多就害了事。
How many boys because he said too much and that it hurts.
所以事实不必多讲。
Therefore, for two facts, you don't have to say too much.
真的，很多的真理是非常的简单。
It's true, many truths are very simple.
几个字。
Only a few words.
几个号码。
Only a few signs.
就把这个整个的真理代表了。
And that we present this whole truth.
你可以看见，圣经绝对没有说，因为这是那么样重要的一件事，把它渲染，从来没有。
You never see that in the Bible that because it's such an important event, so therefore they use a large word to describe it.
这是圣经最特质的地方。
Because this is the most unique character of Bible.
也是最感动人的地方。
It's something that's most touching to people.
若是你没有承接去看它，你不惊讶这本书的实在性。
If you read the Bible without prejudice, then you will marvel at these facts.
基督教的承载，这几千年来经过了多少的灾难，而且这样的生根扎在人的社会里头。
So it is so many thousands of years that how Christianity existed and also had deep made root into the society.
就是因为这个事实。
It's because of this fact.
这个事实简单的记载在这里。
And this fact is very simply recorded here.
但是在这个简单的记载里面，我们看见三件重要的事实对我们复活的信仰很大的关系。
But in this simple record, we see there are three points which is very important to our faith of resurrection.
我们的信仰是从这三件事上来的。
Our faith derived from these three facts.
因为这三件事。所以我们确确实实的信，确确实实的传。
Because these three events, therefore we really believe, and so we preach.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣复活的信息是从主大发的天使传的。
In Bible it says that the resurrection, the news of the resurrection of the Lord, come from the angel.
在第二节到第五节里面两次提到这个字。
In verse 2 to verse 5, twice mentioned about this.
若是我要用我们现代的话来讲
，If I use our contemporary language,
这就是说是从启示来的。
This for me is come from revelation.
是从神那里来的。
It comes from God.
是从上面来的。
It comes from above.
我一讲到这个字，我知道就有发生困难。
So as soon as I talk about this word, I know there's some difficulty.
特别是在我们受教育的人中间。
Especially those who are educated.
有两个字是永远在我们知识界中间发生冲突的。
There are two words that are always a conflict among the intellectuals.
我应该改正说，似乎是发生冲突的。
It's apparent conflict in the intellect.
特别是在我们的思想还没有想通的时候，我们常常觉得这两个是冲突的。
Especially before our thinking have been clear, then we always think this is a conflict.
一个字是 revelation, 一个是 reason, 一个是启示，一个是理智理论。
One word is revelation, the other one is reason.
这两样东西似乎在我们知识界中间容易好像搞不在一起。
These two things seems very difficult for the intellectuals to mix them up together.
当你一听见基督教的人要讲到这个真理是从神那里启示来的。这件事就似乎就好像头一个 block， 头一个最大的难关。
It seems this is the first stumbling block when you heard that Christianity talk about revelation from God.
实际上呢，我们是因为有了成见。
But actually, it's because we have prejudice.
就不要说是在形而上的这个境界里面，就是在形而下的境界里面，有多少深的东西看见不是普通看见。
Not only just in the abstract thing, but in many the physical signs, you will see many things which you cannot see with your eye.
我们凭的是 sight 不够，我们要加上一个 insight.
For example, sight is not enough, so you have to add insight on it.
是很多深的东西都不是普通看见的。
It's true, many many deep things you cannot see with your common eye.
若是能够比普通人都看见的话，就不稀奇了。
If it can be seen by any ordinary man, then that's not nothing to be marvelled about.
若是我们在这里读物理的人，我们知道最近在物理学界里面有一个新的 particle 称为 J particle.
For For example, also in physics, you know, recently there's the discovery of a J particle.
为什么缘故呢？
Why?
因为这个是中国人发现的。
Because this was discovered by a Chinese.
这个人中国人姓丁，像个 J 一样，所以叫做 J particle.
The Chinese name is J, and looks like J. That's why he used J particle.
实在，这不是个笑话。
Now this is not a joke, this is a truth.
啊，这个钉子像不像个 J 子？所以叫 J particle.
That's why it's called J particle.
如果死了，每一个人都看得见，连我这个传道人也看得见的话，这个不稀奇了。
Now if everyone can see, including this preacher can see, then it's nothing to be marvel about.
哎呀，每一次中国人一得到那个 J, 我应该不叫他 J, 叫丁 particle.
So for those who every time you read about J particle, for Chinese it's called 丁 particle.
所以现在在学理论的那些物理学家，没有一个，不管是西方的、东方的，那些物理学家都是 busy 忙碌，要在理论上要把它所发现的这个 J particle 能够把这个理论找出来。
So therefore, those who are studying theoretical physics, whether it's west or east, they will try to find out the theory for this J particle.
这个东西是已经存在的。
Because this thing exists.
但是怎么样存在的？
But how does it exist?
它怎么样运动的？
How could it move?
在这个物理学里面发生什么样的作用？
What kind of reaction it has in the physical science?
它是一个 unknown area.
Still is an unknown area.
很多都要经验这个东西。
There are many, many people who do experiments.
这些东西都是用一个不是普通所看得见的东西去看见。
But all this is all seen with not a thing which commonly which you can see with
eye. 如果拿这个东西来同这个启示来讲，差不多相近的。
Now if you want to compare this with revelation, actually they are pretty close.
因为属灵的东西不是人的肉眼所能看见。
Because in the spiritual realm, it's not what you can see with your eye.
也不是用我们的肉身的理论或者理智可以去理解它。
It's not use your rationale of your flesh so you can understand.
你说，哎呀，传道人啊，问题就在这里了。
Then you say, well, preacher, there's promise here.
我这若是不能够理解它，我怎么能相信它？
If I cannot reason it out, how could I believe it?
那实际上你也是有成见。
Actually, you also have prejudice.
因为我是传信仰，宗教的信仰，所以一提到这个事，你觉得，你要把我当个移民啊，没有读过书的人，你来讲我讲这个话。
It's because I'm a preacher, so you say every time I mention this word, you say, oh, no, 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 you are going to treat me like a dumb people, so you're going to tell me about this.
实际上，在你的科学的领域里面，有好多东西没有法子解释。
Actually, in your scientific area, there are lots of things you really cannot be explained.
那比方说，我提出一个例子来。
For example, I'll give you another example.
因为你物理的人常常有一个名字叫做 constant 的常数。
And those in the physics, you always had a term called constant.
这个数目是永远不改变。
This constant is never changed.
好像在量子理论里面有一个 E 等于HV. 我们知道 H 是个常数，这个常数是等于 point 后面有25个0，2264。
For example, in the theory of photons, you have E equal to K, and the constant is 0.00.
25个0。
25.0264.
如果你要去问为什么这个 constant 这个数目是这样，
If you want to ask why the constant has to be this number,
如果要能够理解它，能够讲得出来，就不会叫 constant.
If you can really talk about my rationale and reason, it won't be a constant.
如果我到你这里里面来跟你讲这话的话，你说 constant 就是 constant 的，你不懂就是不懂。
If I ask you, you say constant is constant. You don't understand, you still won't understand.
对不对呢？
Isn't true?
那这是你的成见。
This is your prejudice.
为什么那一个讲的你就相信，我讲的你就不相信？
Why the physics say this, you will believe, and what I say, you won't believe.
所以你看见没有？我们是戴了有色的眼镜。
Therefore, you can see that we have wear a glass of color glasses.
我们一谈到信仰，我们讲到有些不能讲解的东西，我们就认为这个是迷信了。
When we talk about faith, sometimes it's very difficult to explain, and you say this is superstitions.
我可以告诉你，基督教的信仰最大不同的地方是从这个出发点的。
But I can tell you that the Christian faith, the most important thing comes from here.
那么不管在哪一个地方，人的神信仰的存在，这个是永远不会改变。
You expect where we are, the attitude of men to God's existence will never change.
方式不同。
Maybe a different way of expressing.
甚至于相信这个唯物论的人，他的信仰，可能方式不同。
Including those who believe in evolution, and maybe their expression or way of believing is still different.
但是呢，这个信仰一定存在。
But they still have such faith.
神的存在是没有法子可以把它拿掉的。
Because you cannot remove the existence of God.
所以在历史上，在思想界上，多少的人想办法要找到这个答复。
Therefore, in a historical era and also in intellectual era, many people want to find this answer.
但是这个是无限的，我们人是有限的。
But this is unlimited, indefinite, infinite, and we are limited.
那么我们这个有限的要了解找到那个无限的，不可能。
So for finite, how can you seek the infinite?
要了解它不可能。
To understand it is even more difficult.
所以我们在世界上有多少的宗教，我们没法子得到一个最后的答案。
Therefore, in this world, many religions could not find a final answer.
基督教最大的不同在哪里？
But the greatest difference about Christianity is
耶稣的福音最大的不同不是从下面到上面，那是从上面到下面。
The greatest difference between the gospel of Jesus Christ is not coming from bottom, Lord, coming up, but from above, coming down.
神他成了人。
Now God became man.
他到世界上来。
He came to earth.
他向人家启示。
He revealed himself.
他讲我们人讲的话。
He speaks the same kind of language we speak.
我们才能够懂得他。
So therefore we can understand.
好像我现在讲到一样的。
For example, now I'm preaching.
我讲中文，我就不能讲英文。
If I speak in Chinese, I could not speak in English.
有的时候我讲的中文他发不出来。
Sometimes from the Chinese, he could not translate it.
啊。But he did a good job, though. That's why I brought him here. Above that, and he is my son-in-law. 好像在前两个礼拜，我们 Indianapolis 聚会的时候。
For example, 2 weeks ago in a meeting in Indianapolis.
我们有一个西国的弟兄在我们中间聚会。
We have a Western brothers worshiping with us.
他不会听中文的。
And he couldn't understand a Mandarin.
他的太太是中国人。
Now his wife is a Chinese.
我走下来的时候，他很紧张地说：“哎呀。”你的道理一定讲得很好。
So when I came down from the pulpit, he said, "Oh, your message must be very, very good."
不要相信他的话。
But don't believe him.
不，他是他对我讲的。
And that's what he said to me.
他说为什么呢
？He said, "Why?"
他说我看你在台上的那个动啊。他说我巴不得能够懂得你讲的。
He said, "You move this way in on the pulpit. I hope that I wish I can understand what you're saying."
那你可以看得出来，同样是人。
So you can see from this, it's the same human being.
但是我们不同的 culture.
But we have different type of culture.
我们的话语完全不同。
Our language is entirely different.
我就没法子交通。
So therefore, we could not communicate.
好像我第一次到德国去一样，我不会讲德文。
For example, my first time in Germany, I could not speak German.
我学了几句话 ，Auf Wiedersehen, Good Morning 啊，几句很简单的话，到哪里没用处。
I only learned a few set words, and it's not useless over there.
有一次我差不多迷失了，我不晓得到哪里去了。
One day I was lost, and I didn't know where I was.
我就找那个 10 minutes of those German 这个话。我就找不到了，就不见了。
So I cannot find my way out.
这位无显的要向我们有显的，如果我们要认识他，除非他自己下来启示我，没法子可认识他。
So unless this infinite one will come by himself to reveal himself to us, the finite, otherwise there's no way.
即使有一个研究生物的一位科学家
，There's a biological scientist.
他是最喜欢研究蚂蚁的社会生活。
He specialized in studying the society of the ants.
有一次他在山上找到了一群蚂蚁搬家。
One day, he found that there's a whole swarm of ants moving.
我晓得是最喜欢看蚂蚁搬家。
I'm sure when I was thinking, I would like to see the ants moving.
但是蚂蚁很大，在山上的。
And these are big ants there in the mountain.
这些蚂蚁要搬家的时候，要过一条区，一个区水要过一条区，它们过得很特别。
So when these ants are moving their nest, and they are going through a creek, and when they are crossing, it's very unique.
它们呢，每一个蚂蚁都联合起来，成了一个空的球。
All these ants will link up together and become an empty ball.
So, 这样在水上就嘟可以滚过去。
So they just roll over from the top of water.
这是个很特殊的行动啊。
This is a very unique movement.
所以这个研究生物的科学家很奇怪，觉得很很有兴趣。
So this study thinks very interesting about this.
但是呢，十个呢，有六个都被那个水呢冲的时候散掉，一散掉，蚂蚁到水死了一条。
And by 6 out of 10 always be washed out by the water, and so they have mostly the ants will die.
他急得不得了啊！他跪在那个地方，怕那个就不行啊！不要这个样子啊！不在哪里过，要在这里过。
He saw ants jumping up and down, saying, "Don't cross from here. Let's cross over here."
啊！他上海的时候穷叫，他穷叫了个半天。
So in Shanghai, he said, "Saying, he just yeah for nothing."
That's why he did a good job. 他们聊天说他自己哈哈大笑，我怎么可以讲的他们懂啊
？So finally, after he said, "How could I wish very clear to them?"
我除非变成像他们一样的蚂蚁啊，我用这两个天线呢、啊，我从他们接触，他们才能够懂得。
Unless I've changed myself into the ant and use this antenna, therefore I can make them understand.
当我念到这个报道的时候，我就想起了我们今天讲的道理。
So when I read about this report, I remember about today's message.
你不要轻看启示这两个字。
So don't try to look down on these two, this word.
如果没有这两个字，没有一个人能懂得神。
Without revelation, no one can know God.
所以他必须要下来。
That's why he had to come down.
他必须要用我们人的话。
He had to use the human language.
他必须要行走在我们中间，像人一样。
He had to walk among us just like man.
我们才能够懂得他。
Then,
所以圣经说，从来没有人看见过神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
That's why the Bible says that no one has seen Father as in God except the Son of the Father.
Wait, 这件事我们非常的感谢神。
Because of this, we really thank the Lord.
我们的真理是从上面下来。
Our truth comes from above.
不会改变。
It will never change.
不管你在哪一个领域里面，你会发现有一些东西，有一些想法都是被后来的理论所推翻。
You step
what kind of realm, intellectual realm you're in, you'll find many, many theories were being overturned by a new theory.
好像你们读物理的人一样。
For example, those who study physics.
你们现在在这个情形之下，好像是三五十年以前一样。
And your situation now is just like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
不晓得往哪条路走。
You don't know which road to turn.
一些新的东西不是旧的东西可以 apply.
You don't know when there's so many new things, how do you apply them?
很大的困难。
Very great difficulty.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
对应我们信仰的真理，它是从上面下来。
To our truth of our faith is coming from above.
永不改变。
So you never change.
就是这个样子。
It's this way.
虽然传递的方法不同。
Even though the traditional way might be a little bit different.
但是传 ，no, I mean deliver.
Even the way of delivery is very different.
但是呢，这个真理的本身永远不改变。
But the parts and the body of this truth will never change.
第二件事。
The second thing is,
在这里给我们看见我们的耶稣基督复活的信仰那样的实在，不单是因为有上面的启示。
Here we see that not only that our faith about the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so assured, it's not only just it's revealed from above.
当这些妇女们到哪里的时候，天使对他们说：“你们来看这地方。”
So when these women came up to the sepulchre and there's the angel saying to them, "They come and see."
你们来看安放主的地方。
Come and see where the Lord was laid.
他不在这里，已经复活了。
He's not here, he's been already.
我最喜欢这个字。
So I really like this word.
他说你们来看这个地方。
He said, come and see this place.
为什么要我要说什么都喜欢这个字呢？
Why do what I say, I like this word?
那是我们基督教的信仰，单单是建造在启示上，我们有的可以成为迷信。
Because if our faith, Christian faith, is only built only entirely on revelation, sometimes it will become a superstition.
你得到启示不一定我得到启示。
Because you may receive revelation, but I will not have.
所以这是个主观的。
So this is very subjective.
主观的可有错误。
The subjective sometimes could have a mistake.
你说这里是3块钱，我说是1块钱，两个真不了嘞。
You said there's $3 here, and I said there's only one.
Because
there's no way you can settle the argument.
因为这个钱早已经被人家偷掉了。
Because the money is already been stolen.
先生说3块，太太说1块，你怎么争也没得用。
So.As the husband said three and wife said one. What am I arguing here? It's useless.
你知道吗？这个主观的东西没有法子辨认的。
Therefore, you know, a subjective matter is very difficult to argue.
可以有触觉的。
You may have a wrong concept.
我们感谢上帝。
So, but thank God.
我们福音的信仰不是单单主观。
Our faith about the gospel is not just subjective.
不单是有启示，而且让你有经历，你自己来看安放主的地方，他不在这。
Not only is a revelation, but you will have a personal experience. Come and see that the Lord is not here anymore.
这个是很大不同的。
This is a great difference.
因为看了自己有经验。
Because after seeing, you have this personal experience.
我们有这个主观的这个经历，我们再经过。这个样子要我去讲道。
It's this way, and one missionary will offer his home, and so he used his station wagon and put me in a station wagon on a bed, a stretcher, and he carried me there to preach.
我答应4天。
So I promised them 4 days.
我说身体好再讲下去。
I said, if my physical strength is better, I'll continue.
4天、5天、6天、7天、8天，把天讲完。
But it ended up to be 4, 5, and 8 days.
那一次有60多个台大、师大的学生贵族。
In that day, there are more than 60 or 70 college students. They turned to the Lord.
这个林弟兄就是在那里信主的。
Brother Lin is one in that time.
从那个时候起。
So from that time on,
我就开始再站起来为主讲道，到现在已经20多年。
I stood up again and preached for the Lord, and now until now more than 20 years.
我还没死掉。
I still haven't died.
感谢赞美主啊。
Thank you, thank the Lord and praise the Lord.
各位弟兄姊妹，各位朋友。
So brothers and sisters and friends.
我知道我所讲的是什么。
Because I know what I'm saying is.
耶稣基督是复活的主。
Because Jesus Christ is the Lord of resurrection.
若是要我把我这一生的经验来告诉你们的话，我没有那么长的时间可以在这里讲完。
I don't have that much time to tell you my whole experience, my life.
不单是在我的信仰里，我接受这个启示。
Not only in my faith, I receive this and accept this revelation.
我不单在信仰里接受这个事实。
Not only in faith, I accept this fact.
在我的信仰里，我也有这个经历。
In my faith, I have such experience.
这件事对于我毫无改变。
So this thing to me will never change.
不管你怎么样讲。
You speak how you say it.
我知道我的主是活的，因为他在我的心里。
Because I know my Lord has been risen, because He lived within me.
实实在在在我的里面。
So really truly live within me.
如果他不是在我里面，我没有这个信心，今天可以站起来讲道。
If he is not living within me, today I will not have this faith to stand up and preach.
我记得我好了以后。以后有美国的教会要请我从台湾到这里来讲道。
I remember after I recovered that some American churches invited me to come preach here.
我要上飞机的时候，那个时候台湾飞机很小，来的时候，我要上飞机以前，好像上沙场一样的，因为我从来没有离开过太太。病好以后
，And that time I have to take a plane ride, and when I was entering the plane, it seemed that I'm going to the war, to the battlefield.Because I never let my wife.
No, 不是那个沙场啊，刑场要杀死你的。
It seems that I'm going to for an execution.
That's right. Yeah. 好，我就到了美国。
So now, then I come to the United States.
你们知道，在美国的的夏天的青年人讲到，都不是在里头的，是在看旷野，在外头的 open air.
As you know, in a summer conference, young people's conference in the United States always is open air.
他们没有讲台的，没有这个台，没这个东西的，就怎么样一个microphone stand.
They don't have a proper anything. All they have is a microphone stand.
我在美在中国讲到，我一定要有个台子，拿住了靠住讲。现在没有这个台子，我想糟糕了，我今天要死了。
Without this table in China, I lean on this to preach. As I said today, I don't have this table lean on. How can I preach?
哇，这两三千的年轻人在唱啊唱啊，他们唱得很高兴，我是汗啊，出得一塌糊涂。
And there's 2,000 young people that sing and we're great joy, but my sweat is keep coming down.
哎呀，我想我不来就好了。
I think, oh, maybe I shouldn't come.
来呀来了，没有办法了。
But since I'm here, what am I going to do?
我哪一个说我这有呼求主啊？
So in that moment, I only cry out to the Lord.
有一个很清楚的声音。
But there's a very clear voice to me.
圣保罗。
He said, Portion.
若是我要你死，没有人叫你活得了。
He said, If I want you to die, no one can make you stay alive.
若是我要你活，没有人叫你死得了。
If I want you to stay alive, no one can make you die.
我一想，这个很对啊。
I said, This is true.
哎，我说 Amen, Lord.
So I said, Amen, Lord.
好，这个话一讲，我就站起来讲道了。
So after this, I stood up and preached.
我就忘记了这个东西。
And I forgot entirely about this temple.
我讲了30-40 minutes.
I preached more than for 30-40 minutes.
比从前还要好。
Even better than before.
我从那个时候开始起。
So from that time on,
我什么地方都可以讲道。
I can preach anywhere.
我完全从那个恐惧中间释放出来。
I'm entirely being escaped and being released from this fear.
我真知道他在我的里面。
Because I know he really lives within me.
他懂我讲话。
He talked.
他带领我的道路。
He led me my way.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，就是我今天站在这里向你们讲道，这不是偶然的事。
The brother sister today for my be able to speak preach here to you is not accidental.
若是他不是一个复活的主，我不能在这里讲道。
If he is not the Lord of Resurrection, I could not preach here.
一个人真正的碰到这个复活的主，一定有效果的。
So if really have made this resurrected Lord will be really have some effect.
你想想看，若是碰到一个人，为爱他，都会生活都改变了。
For example, if you see someone you love, even your life will change.
你记得不记得，在你们有结婚，同你太太结婚以前，你那个袜子到处都，床头床尾那个臭袜子到处，天下都是臭袜子。
For example, before you're married, you will throw away your dirty socks everywhere.
现在呢，你看你都干净啊，比你太太还干净。
But now look how neat you are, even neater than your wife.
啊，你想这是从哪里来的？
Now think where this come from.
你想一个人对一个人有这样大的影响。
So you see, a person can have such great influence to another person.
到一个人能够那样大的改变，
所以 it can change a person such a great change.
我绝不相信一个一见复活主的人，他不会不改变。我绝不相信这些事。
So I will never believe that someone who meets the resurrected Lord will have no change.
一个人碰见复活的主，一定有改变。
If a person meets the resurrected Lord, he will change.
在这个圣经里给我们看见三件事，发生三件事。
In this passage, we see there are three things.
第九节这里说，忽然耶稣遇见他们，说：“愿你们平安。”
In verse 9 says, and suddenly Jesus met him, and he said, to them, he said, "Peace be with you."He said, all hell.
I'm glad that you said that.
All hell.
那你看，这个是老翻译的圣经。
This is the old translation.
新翻译的圣经说 greet them.
And the new translation says Jesus greet them.
你翻中文，我讲英文。
OK.
首先你看，
说中文圣经说是耶稣迎接他们。
No, 不是中文圣经，有的英文圣经。啊 ，OK. 我们中文呢，把它翻作愿你平安。
So in the Chinese translation, it says may be peace be with you.
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you,
中文圣经翻的最好。
I think the Chinese translation is the best.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这一个字在英文也不是像他们说的那这个 Oh hell, 也这个是个老式的一个问候的话。
It's not just saying always saying Oh hell, this is the question, but I ask salutation.
是一个问安的话。
It's something you call your salutation, you're asking for peace.
就是像我们现在看见 Good morning.
It's just that today you say Good morning.
你不能看见 Good morning.
You cannot use a long face and say good morning.
这个不是 good morning 了。
Because this
is bad morning.
This won't be a good morning.
啊，那这句话是一句问安的话。
So this salutation is something salute asking for peace.
要把它翻译非常困难。
So in order to translate it is very difficult.
这个按照希腊字这个字，可能说是有喜乐的意思在里头。
According to Greek, it includes a little bit of joy.
有喜欢的意思在里头。
Meaning something that you like something.
哈，但是呢，我最喜欢中文的翻译。
But I still like the Chinese translation best.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个实在是有这个意思在里头。
Because it really has such meaning in it.
除了喜乐，有平安。
Besides joy, there is peace.
我们中国人看喜乐平安是三生子三胞胎。
For Chinese, there are peace and joy, there are twins.
哈，我们认为这个是真正的福气。
We think this is really a true blessing.
啊，尤其是我们中国人过年的时候，把这个福要倒过来的。
Especially the Chinese during the New Year's, we have to turn the blessing upside down.
哈哈，这个福 要到这个家里面来。
So the blessing will come into our home.
什么样是福呢？平安喜乐是福。
Now what is blessing? Blessing means peace and joy.
耶稣对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
So Jesus said, "May the peace be with you."
这个是一个 interpretation， 不是一个 translation.
This is an interpretation, of course, it's not a translation.
但是我很喜欢这个字。
But I really like this word.
在我们内地那个时候，内地会好多教会，他们信徒们看见不说你好吗？你晚上睡觉睡得好吗？从不问这个话，说平安，牧师平安，弟兄平安，都叫平安两个字。
In an ordinary China in a mission, they always greet each other saying, "Peace be with you, the pastors."
为什么最喜欢这两个字呢？
Why I like this word the best?
中国人的平安的平字，真正的平。
Chinese character for peace, the first is a smooth.
哈，这个心在里面不是上下上下，不是上下，也不是摆，不是摆了，它是平平的在那。
His heart within him is straight.
这个安大家晓得啊？
You know,
住在家里面平平安安，因为只有一个女人，没有两个女人。
You live in a home, lots of peace, because there's only one woman in it. No, not two women in it.
我们中国人很幽默的。
I think Chinese very sense of humor.
我常常说，若是拿西方的幽默懂中方懂我们中国的幽默来一比的话，不能比。
I always say that it's incomparable to compare the Chinese humors and the Western humors.
有哪个平安比在家里平安好？
So what other type of peace is better than the peace at home?
若是你们结了婚以后天天打架，前门打到后门，我这个家我不要住。
If you are after your marriage, you fight every day from the front door to the back door. I wouldn't want to stay in that house.
有最好的 job， 我觉得这个是个地狱。
Even that's the best job, I would still feel that's not hell.
我们中国人最懂得平安的道理。
Because Chinese really understand the truth about peace.
对不对呀？
Isn't it true?
家庭平安最好的。
The family peace is the best.
但是千万记得，只有一个女人，不能有两个女人。
I try to remember, only one woman, no two women.
耶稣说平安。愿你们平安。
So Jesus said, "May peace be with you."
他的问安的意思是平安喜乐的意思。
So when he said this salutation of peace, it means he's asking for peace and joy.
我实在相信一个人，你见了那复活的主，他自然里头会有平安。
So I believe if one person who had met the resurrected Lord was naturally he would have peace and joy with him.
他使你能够平静下来。
Because he can quiet you down.
真是很奇妙的一件事。
Very marvelous thing.
真是很奇妙。
It's really marvelous and fantastic.
不是在平安的时候就得的。
It's not when you are in a peaceful environment.
特别是在那个环境有风浪的时候，你会感觉到这个复活的主与你同在，那个平安，这不是钱买的。
But especially in your tribulation in your life, you feel that the Lord, what should the Lord be with you? It's something that you cannot purchase with money.
你记得不记得主耶稣有一次坐在乘船过海，懂吗？他睡着了，风浪很大，水都差不多满了船。
You may remember once when Jesus Christ was crossing a river, a lake with his disciples, and suddenly there's a waves and storms.
这些门徒就死了，他说我们要丧命了，夫子，你都不顾啊。
So the disciples were worried. He said, "Master, we are going to die, and you still don't care."
耶稣基督说你们是小心的人呐、他叫风浪平静以后，他们说句话，这是什么人呐、连风和海都听从他。
So Jesus said, "Oh, ye little man of little faith." So after Jesus quieted down the storm, and then the disciples said one sentence. He said, "Who is this man who can even quiet the storm?"
有的翻译说 "What manner of man he is?" 是他是个什么样式的人
？So in some translation, he says, "What type of person he is?"
我说他是个什么样的人呢
？So what kind of man or man I say is?
他是在风浪中能睡觉的一个人。
He's one who can sleep in a storm.
你能不能
？Can you?
你能不能
？Can you?
你们飞机从香港、台湾飞过来，这个太平洋实在不太平啊！有的时候风浪大起来啊，飞机要震动起来。我请问你心动不动啊？
Let me ask you, when you are crossing the Pacific Ocean on an airplane, suddenly maybe there's a storm. Let me ask you, you feel peaceful within your house?
把那个这个椅子的爸爸抓得牢得很，生怕掉下去了，吓死了。
Onto your chair, and you are afraid that you may fall down.
还能睡觉？
So how? Not even talking about sleep.
你想想，耶稣是个什么样的人？
So what do you think? What kind of person Jesus is?
他在风浪中睡觉。
He can sleep in a storm.
平安
，peace，
真正平安
，real peace，
不是东西可以给你的。
It's not something that you can be given to you.
不是钱财可以给你的。
It's not that money can give to you.
不是你的康健可以给你的。
It's not your health can give to you.
奇怪。
It's strange.
这又从神哪里来
？Only coming from God.
第二件事。
The second thing.
他们怎么样呢
？What kind?
他们上前去抱住他的脚。
They came up and hold up to his legs.
这个 feet 抱住他的。我当时的时候就想，哎呀，为什么他们要这么做
？So at that time, I wondered why would they do this.
我忽然想到一件事。
So suddenly, I thought of one thing.
你们有没有看见过一个小孩子，若是把一个洋娃娃丢掉了
？For example, once have you ever seen a little child who lost his toy, her toy?
后来就又找到了。
And suddenly, she found his toy again.
是不是这样拿的
？Would he just held this way?
不会的。
No.
他不这样。
He will wave things precious and hold it tight.
你说呢?
Would you say this?
哎呀，那一天呢？ 他们把这个耶稣就抱住的时候，似乎在我看起来似乎有这样的感觉。
So I can see that day when they will come up and held him by the feet, I'm sure they have that kind of feeling.
他们本来以为耶稣死了。
Because originally they think that Jesus is already died.
再不见了。
They will never see him again.
忽然一见他。
And suddenly they meet him.
哦，这个宝贝 precious， 这个宝贝没有话可讲了。
This precious is not very difficult to describe.
他们有一个实在的感觉。
So they have a real feeling.
有一个成为我的感觉。
They have a feeling of become mine.
重新得做的感觉
It's a feeling that you will possess
不让他再走的感觉
It's something that you will not let him go again
哦，这是很宝贝的
It's something very precious
是不是呢
Is it true
对不对
Is it true
好像你们不动中一样的 主是不是成为你的
Is it the Lord will become yours
有没有那样实在的感觉
Why do you have such kind of real feeling
不是听我讲
It's not just why you listen
不是听人家做见证
Not just listen to my witnesses
对你就是那么实实在在 就是好像那个抱住那个实在
To you, you should be real feel That's just that real That you are holding it
有没有这个感觉
Do you have such feeling
有没有感谢主
Thank the Lord
好如果什么有的话呢
If you don't have this
你想不信主的一样
Then you're just like the one who is not a believer
又挺难出来了 心要跳起来了
One day your difficulties Your heart jumping up and down again
你像外教人一样的
You're just someone who is outside of Christianity
你有这个 你的人生完全不同
But if you have this Your life will be entirely different
真是一个宝贝的福气
This is a real precious blessing
第三样
The third point
若是你真正碰到这个复活的主
If you really meet this resurrected Lord
他们敬拜他
They will worship him
敬拜他
Worship him
什么意思啊
What does it mean
他们在灵里面同他有一个特别的关系
It's that in their spiritual realm they have a special relationship with him
他们进到一个更高的一个境界
So now they enter into an even higher ground
从前呢我有病了主耶稣医治了困难了耶稣解决了
Before when they have illness Jesus will heal them their problems Jesus will solve for them
好像玛利亚马大一样的 主啊你的爱的人病了
Just like Mary and Martha said, he said, Lord, the one who you love is sick, is ill.
等到耶稣来的时候，他弟兄就死了四天。他说：“主啊，你早来就好了。”
So when Jesus came and their brothers are already dead for 4 days, and they said, Lord, if you come a little bit earlier, that would be just nice.
对他们来讲，就不过是这个样子。
But to them, the Lord is only this way.
但是现在不同了。
But now it's different.
啊，你见那个复活主有敬拜他。
When you see this resurrected Lord, you worship him.
敬拜他。
You worship him.
我怎么讲解呢
How could I explain it?
我没有法子讲解
I could not explain it
我懂得他们的心情
Because I understand their feeling
他们看见了这个复活的主他们从前完全不同了
When they see this resurrected Lord They're entirely different from before
他们从前叫他是夫子
Before they call him master
先生
Or teacher
现在不同了
But now it's different
你见了这个复活的主了他们自认为他们认识他是神
When they have seen this resurrected Lord, they right away know and that He is God.
所以他们对他的态度完全两样。
That's why their attitude to Him is entirely different.
敬拜他了。
They worship Him.
敬拜他。
They worship Him.
敬拜他。
And worship Him.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brother and sister,
你不必告诉我说你是一个真的基督徒，是个假的基督徒。
You don't have to tell me whether you are a real Christian or not a real Christian.
你真的你见了复活的主没有？你见复活的主。
Whether you have really met the resurrected Lord or not.
我看你对主的态度看得出来的。
Because from your attitude to the Lord, I can tell.
你怎么样对待他的？
What kind of attitude you have to the Lord?
你来做礼拜怎么做礼拜？
How what kind of, what attitude you have when you come to worship?
我现在看见美国有好多改变，好是很好，但有的改变我有的不大赞成。
Nowadays when I see there's lots of changes in the United States, some of them are good, but some of them I really not agree about.
现在我看见有好多人才进跑到教会里面来做礼拜，不是今天今天我是个 campground， 这是两件事啊。比如大礼拜啊，穿那个裤子啊，什么东西乱七八糟来做礼拜。我常想，真正一个要到一个高贵的人面前去，能够这样吗？
So sometimes today you see people wearing jeans to come to church. Of course, I don't mean now this is the retreat. But when they wear jeans to come to church, I would say, would they really wear that kind of dress to go to see someone who is very important?
你办理教会的事，你是想现在这样办法的吗？
Would you do the way the handling of the church affair this way?
我要这个样子。
I want to do it this way.
我说的就是这个样。
Whatever I say goes.
这是敬畏主吗？
Is this really worship the Lord?
当一个人真正进到那个敬拜的 敬拜里面去的时候，一件事一定的，总是有 response， 神的 response， 恩典就特别多。
Whenever one has really come into worshiping the Lord, the Lord God will give you a response, and He'll give a much more blessing.
整本的旧约、新约，让我们看见这件事。
The whole Old Testament, New Testament, they see this thing.
哪一个人到神的面前来敬拜他 ？Response 都是 grace， 恩典。
Whoever come into the Lord and worshiping Him, the response is grace.
一个真正敬拜主的，他的恩典担当不了啊。
A person who really worshiping the Lord, the grace is so great that he will, it's unbearable.
太多了,
it's too much.
我认定他是我的主，我的好处不在他以外。
Because I know he's my Lord, so my all my goodness come from him.
他是我杯中的份，他是我的产业。
He is my inheritance. He is my the inheritance of my own cup.
耶和华是我的牧者，我不知缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
好不好
？Is it good?
好不好
？It's good.
这个几个人说好，好不好？
好。
感谢主，我们祷告。
Thank the Lord. Shall we pray?
在我没有祷告以前，我要让那些没有信主的有一个机会表示要接受信主。
Before I pray, I want for those who are not believers a chance so they can express their desire to receive the Lord.
若是有这样的人，你从来没有信主的，但是这次你要信主，你可以把手举起来，在我们祷告的时候，你不东张西望，你就把手举起来，你说：“神保罗，请你为我祷告，我今天晚上要接受信主。”
If there is anyone who has never received the Lord tonight, please raise your hand and ask the portion. Please pray for me.
你知道没有一个人可以解决你的问题。
You know, there's no one can solve your problem.
除非你到这位救主的面前来。
Unless you come to this Lord.
有哪一位
？Is there anyone?
可以把手举起来放下去。
Can raise your hand. Put it down.
有没有？有哪一位？可以把手举起来放下去，我们看见为你祷告。有哪一位？不要当过。
Don't delay.
若是你心里实在受感动。你真要信主，你可以举起手来。
If you are really touching your heart, you really want to believe the Lord, please raise your hand.
有没有？有哪一位？不要耽搁。若是我们基督徒中间，有人觉得信心软弱，要求神复兴，你自己也祷告。
If there are Christians who really feel weak, and they want to be revived again, and you want to pray it,
有人。或者有这个需要，我不知道。好的，感谢主，放下手，我们为你祷告。还有哪一位？好的，放下手，我们为你祷告。好的，放下手，为你祷告。好的，放下手，为你祷告。好的，放下手，放下手。好，几位？好的，好的，你放下手。好的，为你祷告。还有哪一位？好的，放下手，放下手，为你祷告。好的，放下手，赶紧为你祷告。好的，放下手，为你祷告。好的，放下手。好，请放下手，为你祷告。We don't know harmony in our midst.Who have raised the hand to indicate the need you have for your salvation, for a renewal of your faith? I don't know, but the Lord knows. So we remain silent. Let's have a few minutes in prayer, shall we? 让我们低头，献给我们祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美，是我们今天晚上有这个机会，我们在这里一同祷告。我们特别为那些棘手的祷告，为他们要信主，我们为他们祷告；为那些觉得软弱要重新得力量的，为他们祷告。你是复活的主，我们感谢你，你垂听我们的祈求。你特别在那些慕道的人心里面特别做工，有些已经受感动而没有表示的，我们为他们祷告。你直接的对他们说话，好像你对我们讲话一样。我们谢谢你，求主你今天做成你的圣工。你的仆人真能讲到这里，但我们知道圣灵的工作不断地在我们心中做，一直到成全了你在我们身上做出的工作。特别为那些信主的主啊，年里当他们表示的时候，你祝福他们，你立刻地在他们心中动善功，你给他们得救的凭据，你给他们有一个真正悔改的心，让他们要接受你复活的圣灵。我们特别为那些软弱的今天表示在你面前需要有力量的，哦主啊，你也你自己再一次向他们显现，好像当时向门徒们显现一样，让他们灵里面接触信心，经历这位复活的主。感谢主，赞美主，说求你自己赐福，听我们的祷告，与我们同在。 Bless us, O Lord, while we all bow our heads before thee in prayer. Thank thee for the way thou has been answering our prayer day after day, time after time. Lord, we pray, remember those one who indicates the need for salvation, especially, O Lord.Answer his prayer and her prayer tonight in a special way, in a definite way. Touch him, open his eyes, and also come to his heart and her heart to be his Savior and her Savior tonight. Talk to him and give him the light which he needs. Oh Lord, I especially pray for the ones who feel weak, need the power of the resurrection of the Jesus Christ. Touch him and touch her.Lord, with thy hand tonight, strengthen us in our faith, and also give us the boldness to walk with thee day after day in our daily life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 刚才我非常感谢这个何晓东弟兄的 understanding.
I'm really thankful for the understanding Brother Holt.
实际上他不晓得我有一个最大的胆处，就是我最怕回答问题。
Actually, he doesn't know one of my greatest shortcoming is to answer questions.
我不擅长于做这件事。
Because I'm not very good at it.
但我尽我的力量。
I try my best.
若是我不能答复的时候，请各位原谅。
If I can't answer, please forgive me.
我相信可能中间有别的弟兄姊妹，传道的弟兄姊妹可以帮助我。
I'm sure there are other brothers and sisters among us here can help me.
这里有一个问题说，有时觉得已经有了永生。对今生抱着不太重视的态度，请问如何克服这种不正常的看法
？So sometimes my faith, I know that I feel I already have eternal life, but and also,
it is not practical. You see, not care about the practical thing, the attitude.How he can balance. Well, let me say this. 这因为这个问题很不容易把它翻出来。我想我就这样讲。我今天在我们下午的这个 workshop 的时候曾经提到这件事情。
I mentioned about this in this afternoon's workshop.
我想我现在我再重复一遍。
Maybe now I'll repeat once more.
有人有一个错误的观念，认为永生这是指着那个今世以后的那一个生命。
Some people have this wrong concept, thinking that eternal life is something about this life to come.
圣经里面讲到关于永远这个字，不是指着那个后面的事。
When the Bible is talking about eternal, it's not talking about this thing which is in the future, is to come.
不但是已经存在，而且现在存在，以后要存在，那个不地不停的那个 moving on。这个意思
Actually, what it means is a perpetual past, present, and future.
所以真正有永生不是说哎呀我有了永生了所以我现在就不在乎这个世界所以头也可以不梳了生意也可以不做了工厂也不去做了No, that's, 这个不是真正的这是永生的意思
It doesn't mean that when you say you have eternal life then you will not comb your hair not going to take a job or not going to do anything anymore
在我的看法在我的经历在一般弟兄姊妹的经历都是这样有了永生以后对于人生反而更接近
Actually in my personal experience and also to many viewpoint of many other brothers and sisters after you have the eternal life your life is even more positive
因为他人生有了意义
Because his life is full of meaning
他觉得活在地上有一个目的
He feels that he living on this earth is one goal
为什么要不接近呢就是因为没有目的
If he is not positive, it's because he has no purpose.
实在没有永生的人常常会不积极的。
Actually, for many of the people who have no eternal life, they are the ones who are not positive.
你到底在世界上做什么
？Why will you be on this earth?
我有一次特别讲到有一个在香港，我去请一个佣人来听，工人不是用工人啊，做工的。香港有种一脚踢那种工人，请他来听到。
Once in Hong Kong, I invited a servant who do everything.Our job, everything, and to come to listen to the message.
他先生说我唔得闲啊，我要打工啊咁。
So he said that, sir, I'm very busy. I have to work.
那每一个人都有这样的推辞的。
Everyone has such excuse.
哈，我说真啊，你还咁忙啊，咁啊？啊，他说我打工啊，稳饭食。打工就找饭吃嘛。你都是广东啊？
上海的 Cantonese。She said, well, I have to work, so, you know, to make a living, to eat.
啊，我说你那么为什么要吃饭呢？吃饭嘛，打工啊。
I said, why do you want to eat? She said, well, because I have to eat, because I have to work.
那你为什么打工呢？打工嘛，要吃饭呢。
I said, then why do you work? She said, I have to eat.
我说，那你为什么吃饭呢？吃饭嘛，要为打工啊。
So she said, same thing over and over again.
给我这样三次一问以后啊，我再问他，他就不想了吧？他就看了我，他从来没想过这个问题。
So after I asked her, repeated several times, she stared at me because she never thought about it.
她从来没弄清楚人活着到底是为打工为吃饭，到底为吃饭为打工，弄不清楚了。
She's not clear whether the reason for people to live is to work or to eat.
所以我俩说，哒，跟忙我来。
So she said, okay, tonight I'll come.
她真的来了吗
？And she really just come.
不一定有学问的人呢，就是没有学问的人，他到一个时间会明白，我人生到底在世上做什么。
So not just talking about the people are educated, even though uneducated, up to a point, they will think about why they lived on this earth.
我们不重视和我不积极是两个不同的，完全两个不同的事实。
It's entirely two different things. If you don't pay emphasis or you are not positive, they are two different things.
我们在地上是不是不积极的？我们是积极的。
On this earth, we are positive.
但是这个世界上的东西我们不重视。
But with this worldly thing, we will not put emphasis on.
因为我们的世界不是在这里。
Because our world is not here.
所以我今天在那个 workshop 提到保罗写信给腓立比人的时候，在第一章第一节， 说保使徒保罗和提摩太写信给那，今天人告诉了，要登记在手了啊，这样住在腓立比，还有呢，在基督里的众圣徒。
That's why today in the worship I mentioned, say when Paul wrote this letter to Philippians, found in chapter 1, verse 1, he says, Paul, a disciple of Christ, write this letter to the people who lived in Philippi and also in Christ.
你看见吗？这些人不但是在基督里，他也是照样在，仍然住在菲律宾。
So you can see that these people not only they are in Christ, but they still live in Philippines.
如果我要讲的话，是一个 double citizenship。
What I'm saying, of course,
两重国籍
double citizenship.
我们是住在这个世界
We live in this world.
我们也是住在基督里
We also live in Christ.
不是说我们得了永生住在基督里我们就不住在世界里头了
It's not saying that after we have received Jesus Christ we're in the eternal life so we're not living in this world anymore.
所以你们记得一定要注意这件事我们信主的人格外更要比从前更要积极
Therefore, try to remember this. For those who are believers, you are even more positive and than before.
Okay. 这里有一个问题是 How do you seek God's will? 这是怎么样寻求神的旨意
Is there any signs that Jesus is coming soon?
这两个是很深的问题我不能够那么随随便便的答复
This is a very deep question and I could not just casually answer this question
我相信有好多书有好多小本子像 Paul Little 像这些有名的作者专门帮助我们年轻人懂得怎么样去寻找神的旨意
I'm sure there are many books that are teaching us how especially younger people how to seek God's will
在我个人的经历这是完全在于你同他的那个 relationship the fellowship or communication
In my personal experience this entirely depends on your relationship or your fellowship with him
一个人真正懂得神的旨意这个人他里头有一个特别敏感的感觉
If one person, a person who can really know God's will, he within his heart, he will have a sensitive feeling.
若是他里头的灵命是死的，是沉睡的，他永远不会了解神的旨意。
If his spiritual life with him is dead, is asleep, he will never know God's will.
在我个人的经历，一个人要寻求神的旨意，他一定自己要 develop 他的灵命到一个程度，对神的事非常灵敏敏感。
So in my personal experience, one person had to develop his spiritual life so until a point that he can be very sensitive to God's will.
Keen sense 一个很明理的感觉那么你才能够完全了解
With this keen sense then they can really understand
不但这样而且要同他交通
Besides you have to have fellowship with him
要同他讲话
You have to talk to him
是在我们的祷告是个 two-way prayer 我们讲给他听他要告诉他要我们要等他的回应但是我们平常的人呢、我们上帝啰啰啰啰啰啰奉耶稣的阿门上去走了他要给你回应啊你就跑掉了
Actually, our prayer should be a two-way conversation. But many times we just pray, and just say, God, so such thing. And then after that, we say, Amen, and we just walk away. If you want to answer you already left.
好了，等到做事完了又来了，哦，上帝啊，怎么，又来重复一遍，说完了阿门，上帝说我要给你回应，你就跑掉了，我怎么给你回应？
So after you've done all everything, then you come back and pray again. But Jesus, God said, well, I want to answer you, but you already left.
比方说，好像我们两个人一样。
For example, just two persons.
假定我是他的孩子。我要了解他这个我的长辈我的父亲的心意我必定要里头一个 very keen sense 有个很敏感的感觉我晓得我的父亲喜欢这个不喜欢那个不一定他讲啊你会觉得的
For example I'm his son If I want to know what he feels I have to have a keen sense Without even any talking any saying I have some feeling I know what he wants
那除非那些真真是笨得像牛那个是另外一件事
那些说 dumb like an ox then that's different
但你怎么知道他的你怎么会找到他的意见呢
But how could you find his opinion
从他讲话里你可以发现
From his conversation you can discover
所以我们基督徒读圣经里常常会发现神的旨意
That's why when the Christian reading the scripture Bible you can always find out the God's will
你怎么会能够晓得神要叫你做什么呢
How would you know what God want you to do
你常常等候他对你讲话
Many times you have to wait for him to talk to you
这是很奇妙的一件事
This is something very marvelous
对第二个问题说耶稣基督再来有没有现象那是到处都是了
I think there's all kinds of signs nowadays
我讲你们不要怪我啊不要怪我啊我若是我讲你怪不怪我你怪我就不讲允许我不怪我那我讲给你听比方说你们现在这个 ladies 你们的 dress 你们现在短的穿外面长的穿里面
For example nowadays the ladies dress you wear the long sleeve outside and short sleeveLong sleeve inside, short sleeve outside.
You see, 他还是 conservative, 他还是老老的。十年前呢，叫你怎么穿这件衣服啊？你都 爸爸妈妈叫你穿出来，这怎么行啊？哪有短的穿外面的，短的不穿里面，长的不穿外面，对不对？
Ten years ago,、啊、you will never wear this way.
现在啊，哎呀，那个都是大家短的穿外面，长的穿里面，很漂亮。
Today is very, very fashionable to wear this way.
啊，我不是骂你们啊，不是骂你们。
Of course, I'm not saying this.
我就告诉你说，有一些事你可以看出来，很多都是不同的地方。
Yes, many, many, strange things happening.
你们没有法子讲理由的。
Let's know you cannot reason it out.
你不能够像从前那么讲理由的。
We cannot reason that before anymore.
特别是爆发的事，除了这些，这是一般的现象啊。我好像有点讲笑话一样，实际上是也有点真的。你看见有一些事，你会看出来，就是同平常不同。
Especially in the lawlessness, you see many things quite different nowadays.
Okay, 我那样讲要太多，我不能讲那么多。
That's too long of a question.
因为你们太多问题啊。
We'll talk about something else.
Let me see. 即使都相信永生神，为何爱尔兰的新教徒、天主教徒被刺屠杀？神为何因其这种悲剧发生在他的儿女中？是否神离去了这些人？我想你已经答复了你自己的问题。
I think you already answered this question. The question is that since they all believe the eternal God, then why in Ireland the Protestant and the Catholic will kill each other?Why would God allow such tragedy to happen among his children? It's because God had already forsaken them.
他这里有一个更好的答复。
问这个问题的人可以，我可以送他一本书，叫《北爱尔兰血腥头》，我最近翻译的。如果你可以问我，马上可以送你一本，这答复你一切的问题。
啊，谢谢，省得我很多精神。
Brother Ho just translated a book, and you can get an English version too, I'll be soon.
我认为这个现象，这种现象是我一种病态，是个人的病态。
I think this phenomenon is some kind of a sickness of a expression of sickness of human being.
Social sickness.
Social sickness of human being.
我曾经到过那里传道。
Because I preached there before.
我看见南北不同的地方。
I seen the difference between the northern and southern Ireland.
今天这样的事实在是个悲剧。
Today this thing really is a tragedy.
若是你真正要了解这个问题，可能就是我弟兄的书，你就是圣经，你更明白基督教的信仰是要何等的严肃。
That's if you want to understand this question, you can through the books or another thing through the Bible, you'll know that how serious is the gospel or the faith of Christianity.
在黎巴嫩是写，黎巴嫩写的是一样的事。
In Lebanon, it's the same way here. Now.
所以你不要看一个口里面的成人认为它是个事实。
So don't try to think because they admit it by their mouth, then it's a true thing.
你也会发现，就是你一个已经信主的人，你会发现有的时候你自己的行为觉得同你的信仰不合意。
Even though sometimes you are a believer, sometimes you find out that your behavior is already do not in harmony with your faith.
那是个不正常的现象。
And that's abnormal situation.
那是个病态。
That is a sickness.
所以这个是实在是一个很可怜的事情。
It's something really a pity.
OK, 这里另外一个问题，你已接受主，所以你事后会到乐园天国，为何你在心脏病后没有死就大大的感谢神？难道你往不年早去见主耶稣吗？
He said, Reverend Shen, since you have received the Lord, therefore after you die, you will go to the paradise. So why after your heart attack, you didn't die, and youinstead, you thank the Lord. Is it because you don't want to go to see earlier, to see the Lord earlier?
你的问题是一个完全不了解这个事实的问题。
Your question is because you really cannot understand the reality.
如果是我怕去见主耶稣的话，我现在就不在这里讲道。
If I'm afraid to go see the Lord Jesus Christ, then I will not be preaching here today.
我下午站了一个半钟头，现在我又站了两个钟头。
Because this afternoon I stood here for an hour and a half. Now I'm standing here 2 hours again.
You understand? 不是说我们基督徒就活在地上就大大感谢神。
It's not that when the Christian living on this earth, then we thank the Lord.
实际上死一生对基督徒来讲没有分别。
Actually, there's no difference to a Christian whether it's dead or alive.
你记得保罗的话说，我离世与基督同在，好的无比，比活在世界上还好。
Yes, you remember when Paul said, he said, if I leave this world and to be with the Lord, it's better than to live on this world.
真正讲起来，是因为我们人犯了罪以后，这个环境成了 cute, 是一个污秽了。这个误会是道的影响，使这个世界成了慢慢的成了一个 unlivable 的地方。
Actually, after the man has sinned, this world is polluted and therefore become a place is unlivable.
你们知道，你们读社会学的人晓得，一个地一块地，这个承受多少人口
？For example, you know, those in studying sociology, you know, in a piece of land, how many people can live on there?
这称它为叫 population pressure.
And you call that a population pressure.
人口的压力，道德更是如此。
Immorality is the same way.
看不见那个东西，但是它是个 pressure.
Something you cannot see, and that is the pressure.
你可以看出来，有些地方你实在不能活，不能够住下去。
So you can see in some places where you cannot live, livable.
连我们基督徒都受这个影响。
Even including the Christian is being affected by.
我们常常叹息。
We always sigh.
不是因为我们没有主叹息。
It's not because we don't have the Lord, so we sigh.
因为这个 vanity, 这个虚空，这个败坏 corruption, 在不但是在野兽，在人，人像野兽一样。
It's because this vanity, this corruption, and not only just in the animal, but also in the human being, just human, just like animals.
我告诉你一件事。
So I can tell you one thing.
我前天去在移民局办一个手术。
Several days ago, I went to the immigration office.
在我前面有一个欧洲人同样办手术。
In front of me, there's a European Caucasian. He is also going there for some kind of
那个成熟办的人，他是一个有颜色的人。
Now the one who is the clerk there is also is black.
对他们客气的很。
But she was very, very polite to the other man. The man.
对我们非常不客气。
But she's very, very impolite to me.
章他的那个章程上只要付三块钱费用。
According to the application form, it says only $3.
他要我们付五块。
But she wants us to pay $5.
说为什么
？I said why?
他说你要不要 file？ 你要 file 吗？付五块。
She said, "Do you want to file? You want to file? You pay $5."
很不客气啊。
Very, very impolite.
哎呀，我差不多对他讲，若是美国各国人像你这样的话。那个 equal rights 永远在美国不能存在。
And I always going to tell her, I said, if in the United States, all the blacks like you, I'm sure none of them would never have equal rights existing here.
我们也叫 black, 我不过讲了 color
就是 color.
我们也是 color. 不过他们白人也是 color, 不过是白的就是了。Everyone is color.
Everyone is color, including the white.
那你可以看出来啊。
So you can see from
我们出来的时候，我们心里非常难过。
When we come out from that office, we really feel sad.
谈不了的时候，他就说就是五块嘛。我说那么你这个声明说怎么三块呢？他就改一个五块，就是五块。
So finally, she said, "Still $5." She just crossed out the $3 and put down $5.
我在20-30年到美国来，不是这个样子的。
20-30 years ago, when I came to the United States, it's not this way.
这个情形实在看出来，若是这个国家是这样，别的地方如何
？I can see if this country is this way, what happened to the other countries?
实际上，那比这边好。那你看。那边比这边好。
Actually, they are better than here.
若是了，我怕到那边去的话，我不这么讲道了。
If I'm afraid to go there, then I will not preach this way.
Understand? 懂不懂
？Understand?
是不是？